be used for anything, or what was the purpose?
Well, I guess it was to keep if a fire coal popped out of the fireplace. It then had a height about 3 feet there that would keep it from getting in their rug and burning the hole in there. They didn't have screens over them.
Yes. What did people call the big chunks of wood that they burned in their fireplace?
Well, I guess they just called it fireplace wood. And it's long.
You ever heard it called a backstick or backlog?
Yeah, backlog. They put a big log in the back of the fireplace and so did the whole fire. And then probably it would have to deflect the heat out into the room. I suppose that was the purpose of it. So they had andirons in there. They called them fire dogs. And then they put the big back log on the back and then put the smaller sticks in front.
Well, what did they call the wood that they used to start the fire that would burn very quickly?
Kindling?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. That's local.
In my part of the country, you find kindling, but most of the time it's lightwood. Lightwood, or they call it lightwood.
They call it kindling. Mm-hmm. Here, look, your granddad. I mean, I don't know whether that's, it was customary every place, but then it was in my period of time.
What did they call the place that you usually have right above the fireplace?
Mantle.
It was just mantle.
Just mantle, and that clock, let's see. Well, this clock right there was my granddad's, great-granddad's, and he had it on the mantle. And every night he'd go to bed at 9 o'clock, he wound the clock.
Is that right?
Well, when you burn a good bit of wood in a fireplace, this black substance will form on the sides.
Yes.
You call that
soot.
And after the wood is burned down, it leaves just
charcoal,
or you might call it
coal. Mm-hmm. And of course they had the Dutch ovens back in those days, and they put those hot coals on top of the Dutch ovens and cook them on the fireplace.
Well, what's the only stuff left after the wood itself is burned?
Ashes.
Ashes. Mm-hmm. What color were those used?
Usually gray.
Gray.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, back in those days, they made their own soap. And they used those ashes. They had a, out the back of the house, they had a V-type bin. And they call it an ash hopper. And they'd throw these ashes in this ash hopper, and then it was usually under the eave of the house. And the water would run off that end of the ash hopper, and then it had a drain down at the bottom, and they'd put a crock or something like that, and catch this lye that came from the ashes, and then they'd use that in making soap.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you tell me about some typical things that people would have in their living room, in addition to the...
Of course, I can tell about what was in grandmother's. They had an organ, stand table, and this sofa, or like that painting couch,
right.
And sofa, two or three chairs, and then they had what they called a stereoscope.
What?
Stereoscope. And you know, they had two pictures, and focused those things. And
oh, right.
And they called it a stereoscope.
Right.
And I believe earlier, of course I never did see it, before they had an organ, they had a hand organ that cranked the thing. Produce a tune or two. Mm-hmm. And usually the family Bible is on that little table along with the stereoscope. That's about all they had in there. Well, I think they had probably